Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe and I'm so happy you're joining us for our lesson today. Now here's a question for you. What kinds of things are symbols of pride for your country? That's right. What makes your country proud? Maybe it's a kind of food like tofu, right? Or maybe it's a kind of performance like 国剧, Beijing opera, or a kind of music like jazz. Well, the name of our lesson today is the International Mariachi Festival. Yes, in Mexico, mariachi music is the voice of the people. So here's a question. According to the lesson, what can a few dollars summon? What can a few dollars summon? Well, you're going to learn what that word summon means. Your English is going to improve today, and I think maybe even your Spanish might improve a little. Let's get started.
The International Mariachi Festival. More than music. Visitors at the festival quickly realize that mariachi is not simply fun and games for the citizens of Mexico. Many Mexicans view it as the voice of the people and a symbol of nationalism. It is also the language of love, and a few dollars can summon a serenade year-round in many Mexican cities. There are favorite tunes for birthdays and romance as well as classics the public can join in with.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 summon 这个动词。summon 在今天的课文中是指召唤或者是命令某人到某个地方，通常都有一些上对下的意味。例如 the boss summoned all the sales reps to the headquarters for a meeting this afternoon. 老板召集所有业务代表今天下午都要回总公司开会。或者是 the hotel guest summoned a porter to her room to help her carry her luggage.这位旅馆的住客叫了一位行李员到房间帮他搬行李。Summon 也可以用在要求帮助的时候。例如 ,the asthma patient's wife summoned an ambulance last night to get her husband to the ER. 这位气喘病人的妻子昨天晚上叫了救护车来把他的先生带到急诊室。Summon 也可以当名词。例如 ,court summons 就是指法院的传票。接下来我们看的是 romance 这个名词。Romance 在这里是指爱情或浪漫，当不可数名词。例如 ,married couples should have time alone to keep the romance in their marriages. 已婚夫妇要有单独相处的时间来保持婚姻中的浪漫。Romance 也可以指罗曼史或风流韵事，这个时候就是一个可数名词。例如 ,in his biography, the movie star talked about his romances with several famous actresses.在自传中，这位电影明星提及和几位有名的女演员之间的罗曼史。
啦啦啦啦啦啦 ，Mariachi Mariachi。
Well, I like this chord, Rebecca, but it sounds a little bit sad. I thought that Mariachi was, you know, like upbeat and happy and fun and games.
Well, of course it is, but you know, Gabe, Mariachi is more than just music.
Oh.What do you mean by that?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you hand me my clipboard, and then I can tell you what our lesson says.
Okay, here's your clipboard.
Thank
so,
you.
Mariachi is more than music.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning what?
Well, look it. Our lesson says visitors at the festival quickly realize that mariachi is not simply fun and games for the citizens of Mexico.I think that mariachi actually has a message that it's trying to convey.
Ah, it means more. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, you know these words. You know fun, and you know what a game is. But together, fun and games is actually kind of a unique phrase. It means entertainment of all kinds.
Exactly. And, of course, this reminds me of summer camp. Every summer, a group of us go to summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, summer camp is more than just fun and games.
But it is a lot of fun.
Well,
and we do play games.
Of course it's a lot of fun and we do play games. But students also learn some very useful English words and phrases.
Yeah, that's right. It is more than just fun and games. So in our lesson, we're learning that mariachi is not just fun and games. We continue to the next sentence. Many Mexicans view it as the voice of the people and a symbol of nationalism. The voice of the people. Well, Rebecca and I both have voices we use for speaking and for singing. But here, the voice of something, that is the primary expression of someone.
That's right. And of course, in the United States, the way it works is the president of the United States, I guess you could say in an essence, is supposed to be the voice of the people. He's representing the people, and he's supposed to be the voice for us.
Yeah, that's true. So sometimes we could say that somebody is the voice of a group of people. Or as in our lesson, many Mexicans view mariachi, this music and culture, as the voice of the people, and it's a symbol of nationalism.
And it is also the language of love. Mm-hmm. And a few dollars can summon a serenade.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
That's the answer to the question I asked earlier.
Oh,
so
what was the question?
What can a few dollars summon?
Oh, a serenade.
Exactly.
And of course, this happens year-round in many Mexican cities. But you know what's interesting is oftentimes I see the word serenade as a verb.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. Like to serenade somebody?
Yeah, to serenade somebody. The music serenaded me.
Right, exactly. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more with the next sentence. But yes, a serenade is a musical composition. There's no fixed musical form usually. In Chinese, you might call it xiao ye chu. And I usually think of romance or a romantic atmosphere when I think of serenading, don't you?
Yes, very much so. Like going to a really nice restaurant, classical music is being played. You're being serenaded, and it's a very romantic setting.
And our lesson says there are favorite tunes for birthdays and romance, as well as classics the public can join in with. So romance is that word from our word bank, and you see this word here, romantic. That is the adjective form of this verb. Rebecca, do you like romantic movies?
Yes, I actually do like romantic movies, as long as they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, a lot of romantic movies can be a little
inappropriate.
Inappropriate, yes. That's the word I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, speaking of romance and romantic stuff, and I thought of the love languages. Have you ever heard of the five love languages?
Yes, there are five love languages. Let's see. We have acts of service,
yes.
Affectionate touch, gifts.
And time, quality time.
Quality time.
Yes, and there's one more. Words of affirmation.
Yep, how could I forget?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, it's time for us to learn more about the five love languages in the
Info Cloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud.
Ken, mariachi has been described as the language of love, but it's not the only love language.
That's right. In fact, according to author Gary Chapman, there are five love languages that aren't related to music. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
People express and understand emotional love differently. If you know your own love language and the love languages of the people closest to you, you can express love in a way that they understand. For example, I don't really speak the love language of receiving gifts. I don't put much value on gift giving. But something that does show love for me is spending quality time with people.
So if someone wants to show that they care about you, they shouldn't get you an expensive gift. Instead, they should make a point to spend time with you?
Yes. And fortunately for me, my husband knows my love languages.
Ah, you just said love languages, and I think that's an important point. People can have more than one love language. So let's look at the five languages a little closer.
Okay. Words of affirmation means telling someone they did well and providing verbal encouragement for them. Here, words have power.
We've already talked a little about quality time and receiving gifts, so let's look at acts of service. This means you do something you know the other person will appreciate. Maybe this means washing the dishes or buying the groceries.
And the fifth love language is physical touch. Not everyone likes to be touched, but for those whose love language is physical touch, it's very important. It can even be as simple as holding hands or placing a hand on their shoulder to show you care.
每个人都有不同表达爱的方式。美国有一位作家将爱分为五种表达的方式。第一是 words of affirmation, 就是讲肯定的话，例如讲鼓励的话、感激的话、赞美的话。第二是 quality time, 相处的时间，也就是花时间陪你爱的人。第三种是 receiving gifts, 你爱某人就会送他礼物。第四是 acts of service, 服务的行动，你可以帮忙你爱的人做家事、洗车或做美味的一餐饭。最后是 physical touch, 身体的接触，例如牵手、拥抱、帮对方按摩。作者将这五种方式称为 The Five Love Languages, 五种爱的语言。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Well, hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about the International Mariachi Festival, which is more than music. It is more than simply fun and games. No, actually, check these guys out. Well, if you think that music cannot carry you through this festival, don't worry. There is more. Let's check it out.
The International Mariachi Festival. Beyond the music. For those who don't think the music can carry them through the festival's 10 days, there are many other attractions. The presence of charros, Mexican cowboys, brings impressive horsemanship to the city. A competitive group spirit has also led to several world records at the festival, including most traditionally dressed mariachi dancers. And those that want to explore outside the city can visit the town of Tequila, home to the popular Mexican drink. Without a doubt, visitors to this festival will experience the true heart of Mexican culture, art, and life.
OK, 继续我们看 competitive 这个形容词 ,com 这个字首有一起的意思 ,pet 这个字根是指寻求，所以 competitive 就是指竞争的或者是竞争激烈的。例如 ,online commerce is a very competitive business. You need to have outstanding products to survive. 电子商务是非常竞争的行业，你必须要有突出的产品才能够生存。competitive 也指具有竞争力的。例如 ,the company offers great service and competitive prices. 这家公司的服务好,价格也非常具有竞争性。最后我们看的是 explore 这个动词 ,ex 这个字首有向外的意思 ,plore 这个字根有流出来的意思。所以 explore 是指探索或研究。例如 ,all human beings have a strong desire to explore the unknown. 所有人类都有强烈的欲望想要探索未知的一切。或者是 The best way to explore Taipei City is by the MRT. 探索台北市的最佳方式就是搭捷运。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Gracias, Michelle. Let's learn with this section called Beyond the Music. We read, for those who don't think the music can carry them through the festival's 10 days, there are many other attractions. So there's lots to do at this festival. Now, you see these words, to carry someone through, that means to be enough for somebody.
For example, you know, during filming days, it can get really tiring here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I go get myself a nice green tea, and that carries me through the day.
Oh, good. That mm-hmm. helps you on filming days. Yeah. You mean it adds to what? It adds to your mood for the day?
Well, it just gives me more energy.
Right.
More energy. There's mm-hmm. something in that green tea that doesn't exist in coffee that just gives you this boost of energy.
Oh, boy. Well, we do have a lesson about coffee tomorrow. However, let's continue learning about mariachi music here. We read, the presence of charros, Mexican cowboys, brings impressive horsemanship to the city. Now, would you like to see a Mexican cowboy in action, Rebecca?
You bet I would. Whoa, that looks pretty intense.
Yeah, that poor horse.
Poor, poor horse. I'm not sure he's enjoying this game.
Yeah, maybe. But this is what you might call horsemanship, right? These Mexican cowboys, they know how to interact with horses, maybe to lasso the horses, and a lot of different things, okay? So this brings an impressive kind of show to the city. That would be an interesting part of the festival.
Indeed. Well, we read, a competitive group spirit has also led to several world records at the festival, including most traditionally dressed mariachi dancers. Now, we saw the words group spirit. That actually reminds me of team spirit.
Hey, we have team spirit.
Hey, we always have team spirit.
Yeah, we're expressing our team spirit today by dressing like mariachi singers and players, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you guys ever have, like, spirit week at school?
Well, not for me, because I didn't go to school.
Oh, yeah,
I was
homeschooled. Right.
But I definitely participated in other organizations that had, you know, spirit week or... Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone would, like, maybe dress the same way one day or do something similar each day of the week. They had team spirit. So, friends, maybe you have to do a group project at school, maybe like a drama presentation, mm-hmm. or maybe you're working together on something at work. Do you have team spirit?
I think team spirit is definitely very important. It could help carry you through a difficult situation, having that team spirit. Well, anyway, let's continue. And those that want to explore outside the city, they can visit the town of Tequila, home to the popular Mexican drink, which I have never tried.
Well, it tastes good. But, yeah, you don't want to get addicted to tequila. We see here the word explore, which is from the word bank, and there's a related word, and that is exploration. This is the noun form. Do you ever like to explore things, Rebecca? Explore different cities?
Oh, you bet I do. I love going on different explorations, especially when visiting a new city. Without a doubt, those explorations can be very adventurous.
So if you go to the International Mariachi Festival, you can explore the city and find out different things. We end our lesson with this sentence. Without a doubt, visitors to this festival will experience the true heart of Mexican culture, art, and life. Now, without a doubt, that means there's no question about it. This is absolutely true.
For example, without a doubt, I believe that Hualien is one of the most beautiful cities in Taiwan. And of course, without a doubt, our lesson would not be complete without a
review skit. Here we go again.
Okay, ready?
Nice. Are you catching on?
Yeah. I'm definitely catching on.
Ah, here we are in the heart of Mexico.
Guadalajara is Mexico's second largest city. It's widely considered the nation's cultural center.
And most agree that the Mexican musical style of mariachi was born right here in this county. Ole!
Musicians were once plainly dressed traveling workmen.
They strummed for their supper, and they spread news.
After some time, mariachi bands developed, comprised of four people, guitars, violins, and at times, a harpist.
Oh, but look what mariachi has become. About 500 musicians crowd into the city for the International Mariachi Festival.
Playing free concerts everywhere, on street corners, in auditoriums.
The bands are no longer four players, but up to 20.
With brass and vocals and colorful costumes. What a festive festival!
I'll see. But it's not simply fun and games. It's the voice of the people, a symbol of Mexico.
And it's the language of love. And for only a few dollars, you can summon up a serenade.
Oh, for romance, for birthdays, or perhaps you prefer the classics.
Oh, imagine 10 full days of mariachi music.
But wait. There are other attractions, too. Mexican cowboys and horses, and dancers and costumes.
And maybe you explore outside the city, too.
Oh, of course. But wait, the mariachi music is just beginning.
Ah, the most Mexican of cities. See?
Well, it's been so fun learning about the mariachi festival. I feel like I've mastered this chord, and I think I'm ready to join a band. What do you got there, Gabe?
Oh, that's my cup of coffee. I just needed some coffee to help me get through the rest of the day.
Well, you know something, Gabe? There are other ways to boost your energy other than drinking coffee.
No, there aren't. Coffee is the best way.
Gabe, we're actually going to be learning more about that next time.
Oh.
So, friends, make sure you join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Yeah, you might want to get rid of that coffee.
You can have it. A good friend lasts a lifetime.